Hajigain in one of his travels, once stayed in an inn. And one morning the innkeeper comes to him. He's all distraught. Please, be moichli, forgive me. Hajigain looks at him. What'd you do wrong? Oh, Rebbe, I just found out who you are, the grace of Hajigain. If I would have known who you are, I would have treated you differently. I often think about this story. Sometimes you have a guest, you don't know who the guest is, you don't appreciate it enough. And for that we have to come to the Es Mechila. Once a week we have a very, very special guest. You look into Chazal, there are so many Lesoinis in Medrashim, in Gemaris, in Halacha, in Kabbalah, that speak about the special guest that's called Shabbos. I can literally say the Esther Lefartam Ki Avim Heim. There are so many milas, so many brachas of Shabbos. So we know the guests that we have every week. We say in davening, Ubeirachta mikol hayomim, vikidasta mikol hazmanim. Doesn't that speak volumes of what Shabbos is? The Maral in Derech Hashem, Chelik Dalid, says the Eibishter gave different mayadim, different yamim toivim, as an aliyah, but then he adds, Omnam kulam lamata mimadregas ha-shabbos haspasa u-kedusha. As great as the yamim toivim are, but don't forget, ubeirachta mikol hayomim vikidasta mikol hazmanim mishabbos. Avada, he wasn't in any way chalila trying to be to minimize the importance of yontif, but the desperate message that we really need is the bracha of Shabbos. Tanadol Yo Taitis Simen Aleph Yomim Yitzara V'loy Echad is Shabbos, the one day Kaviyachol the Eibster has. We could go on and on. You know, we speak about Shabbos, the Me'ein Oilam Haba Yom Shabbos. Once heard Rav Hamza Chayin Olivracha. Maybe that's not so, he said. He used to speak about the Gemara in Subas Kuf Gimel, Amavol Diki Gemara. The Gemara says that every Shabbos, Rabbeinu HaKadosh would come home. Even after Spatira, he would visit his home. One Shabbos when Rabbeinu HaKadosh was there, and you look at Tivega, he even made Kiddush, because Tzadikim ben Nisosim, Kuyim Chayim. One Shabbos, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was there, and there's a knock on the door, the neighbor came. So the maid says, don't disturb, don't come now. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is here. The Gemara says, from then on, Rabbeinu HaKadosh no longer left Gan Eden to come down for Shabbos. So Leilahaytzi Laz Al Tzadikim Harishayinim. After all, as Rashi explains, other Tzadikim didn't have this privilege. They couldn't come to this world for Shabbos. Only Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So it was a bad reflection. Rebbe's Madrega, it would be a bad reflection of a tzaddikim. Talk about lichtige Gan Eden. Talk about Olam Haba. Who could imagine a more lichtige Gan Eden than Rabbeinu HaKadosh? And look what's going on. Rabbeinu HaKadosh left the lichtige Gan Eden, the Olam Haba, to come back to Shabbos. The other tzaddikim, Nebuch on them, they weren't Zoichet to Shabbos. They only had Olam Haba. Ham used to say, look what Shabbos is. And we say, Me'ein Olam Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha. But from the Gemara and Ksubas, it seems just the opposite. That Me'ein Shabbos is Olam Haba. Rabbeinu HaKadosh left the Olam Haba for the Shabbos. But I sometimes wonder, do we know what Shabbos is? Are we taking advantage of the Shabbos? Or perhaps like that innocent innkeeper, we have this chosh of a guest and we don't fully appreciate it. I'm going to spend this evening speaking a little bit about Shabbos. And I want to be moisa maida. I won't. I can't. I'm unable to do justice to this bracha that's called Shabbos beyond my comprehension to understand fully the Shabbos, but somehow perhaps to give a simple, a practical perhaps way of approaching this Yom Shakulay Shabbos, this bracha that we say is Birachta Mikol Hayom and Vikidasta Mikol Hazman. You know, you look at the whole Inyan of Shabbos, the halachas, the mitzvahs, Bechlal, the Inyan of Hachana of Shabbos Amos. Not just polishing your shoes and making your bed. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yudayim, La'olam Yashim Adam La'itza Yis Shabbos. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, V'hoyah B'yam HaShishi, V'chinu Eish HaShiyaviyim. To be Allah, who quotes the members, it's early Achrayinim, from this Gemara, it's Mashim, it's a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa to prepare for Shabbos. More so, the Gemara says, you know, the Gemara Kedushin, Memalech, mitzvah boy yoysi mi b'shuch. Even if you could delegate someone else to do it yourself. And the Gemara's primary marshal, Rav the Gemara, Tiha, the Rav Safra, Machir Chareisha, Rava, Malach Shibut. Gedolei Amoraim were busy on their own preparing for Shabbos. And this is just a partial list. You look in the Sugya in Shabbos, in Kuf Yud Tes, there's a whole list. Over 10 Amoraim that gave us Shas, were busy with tasks that to us seem meaningless. They chopped wood, they salted fish. The Amoraim were busy preparing for Shabbos. And that's the halacha l'maaseh in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Nun. Mitzvah boy, don't ask someone else, do it yourself. And the Mechaber says in no uncertain terms, I'm the Rambam, even if it's ein olich v'chvoidei, he might be a tzaddik and a kodesh, but do it yourself, like the Amoraim did it. And Moses spoiled, the Gemara says, a machem by Yitzchak would do things just for Shabbos. And from Rashi's Mashma, he didn't even need it. But he wanted to be busy preparing for Shabbos. And the Mesil Sesharim in Perek Yutes expresses his espialis, what a chokhma, look what a machem by Yitzchak was busy doing just to cover Shabbos. Tell them, if you think about it, can't the maids clean the floors? And can't the Rebbetzin make the kugel? Gedolei Amoraim, and it wasn't l'chvi chvoidam, but that's normative halacha. Every person has to be busy l'chvoid Shabbos. And b'chlal, I once heard an interesting kasha. Okay, you can't prepare before Shabbos. Let's say a person was an oinus, he's supposed to, but he didn't. Can you make it on Shabbos? On Yontif, you know, you're allowed to do things on L'Kavod Yontif. But if it's Shabbos, once it's Shabbos, it's over. Wouldn't it be very real covered Shabbos, a fresh potato kugel? And b'chlal, the whole Indian of Shabbos, the mitzvahs of it that we do Shabbos in, Shabbos out, the chayra don't seem congruous with the whole Avodah Sa'adah, the Indian of Oynik Shabbos, Sudas Shabbos. We know how foreign that is to us. Tanugim, the famous lashon of Chazal, Binyan Aguf is Churbin HaSeichel. We try to avoid, we shy away from Tanugim. And yet, Kumta Shabbos, the whole Shabbos, there are three Sudas, the Raisa, Oynik Shabbos, Kovit Shabbos. Toyameha, Chayim Zochu. No, so if it's felt that Bishul is out, it's missing salt. No, Toyameha, there's an Indian, there's also brought in Poiskin. And the whole union of Kabbalah Shabbos, Agansa Maisa, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Bava Kama, Shabbos Kuf Yutes, Bava Kama Lamed Beis, the Amaroyim went out, Boyi, Kala, Neitzi, Likras Shabbos, and as I state in Rambam, as I state in Shulchan Aruch, the Zmiris. And then when you think you're finished with Shabbos, it's all over, you are Ma'achin Lotzeis, there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyav, La'olam, Yisada, Adam, Shulchani, what's the Shabbos? Well, that's also a sin in Shulchan Aruch. The whole Shabbos, from beginning till the end, and we pass it, the Achana of the Shabbos starts on Sunday, God. A whole asik about the Shabbos. Rabbi said, look closely. Every union that I mentioned, every mitzvah brings us closer to appreciate the Shabbos. Every part of Shabbos and Achanu L'Shabbos, I believe, is a very practical way of seeing the bracha of Shabbos. A very poor person once received a message that was going to change his life forever. The kind, benevolent king was going to visit him. And that meant, as we all knew, the king's coming to give and give and give. And he said, I'm coming in a few weeks, get ready. The king comes, ready to give, and he sees nothing changed. Nothing was prepared for him. And the king is very disappointed. What a bizarre. And worse yet, what a pity. Look at the opportunity he just lost. He had an opportunity of kol kuv, and he squandered. You know, it was an even bigger mistake. You know, when the king even had more pity, was a bigger bazillion. When this poor person sees the king, without even saying hello, he runs out, and in a frenzy, he runs shopping and baking and cooking. Hours later, the king is sitting alone, hour after hour. He's about to go. He already waited his time. He comes running in. Here, my Adoni HaMelech, here I have the cake for you. He looks at him and says, what is it about? Do you think I need your cake? Don't you know I have enough cake? I came for you. I came to give you. I came to give you kol tov. No, you didn't prepare taka, an avla. But why didn't you at least use the time you had? Why didn't you use the golden opportunity that could change your life forever? Do you really think I need your piece of cake? Maybe the muscle is my own. But you know what the nimsel is? The nimsel is Shabbos. In so many ways, Rabbeisai, this is Shabbos. Likra Shabbos l'chu v'nelcha ki hi mekor ha-bracha. The marker of that is a Zoya Kaddish called b'chayin d'le'ela v'tata'a v'sviya talya. If there is such a thing in this Olam Hazeh, that's the mekor ha-bracha, the Shabbos Kaddish. You know, imagine if the biggest giver in the world comes to you and he says, you know, I'm going to give you the most phenomenal gift that I have. But I need time. I don't have it in my own home. I have it in a very protected area and security. It'll take me time to get to it. You can imagine how many millions of dollars that gift is worth. I mean, his astar, your chavrusa tells you I have something good to give you. You know what it is. The biggest gevir, and it's not a regular thing. He has to go take it out of his vault, his treasure. The Gemara in Beya, Hazayin, and Shabbos, the Oyster of the Veld, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, turns to Moshe. Moshe, Matana Toiva Yesli. I have a Matana Toiva, but it's not one that I have lying around Kva Yachol, Beveis Genazai. The Shabbos Leich Vani Mevakesh Litno Yisrael Leich Vahidia Oysam. Behel the Avista, the Melech Shakol Shalai describes the Shabbos. It's the Matana Toiva that only is found Beveis Genozai. Isn't Shabbos Mekor HaBracha? And if you'll ask, but why? Why is Shabbos Mekor HaBracha? Maybe like that innkeeper. Maybe the question is because we don't know what the Shabbos is. I don't just mean the Menucha of Shabbos, which Gerard I saw at Biruchim in Chelik Beisim and Samachay has a whole shmooze how important Menucha is for a person. I mean something different. I know a Yid for three generations, Rabbi say. His family was totally assimilated. Didn't know, and the Tzuris Aleph. And he became from. And in his own words, why? What happened? It wasn't a seminar, it wasn't a class. I saw the Yad Hashem. He was in a terrible accident. And Nisei Nisan that he survived, in fact, the policeman that was first arrived at the scene said, I just saw the hand of God. If you're alive, it's only he saw the one above. sometimes a person is zeicha. In a flash, he sees his experience of Zeh Keli, which ultimately the unveil. The person changed his life, changed the trend of a family, because he saw the Hashem, he saw the Yad Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we Yidden, Maminim, B'nei Maminim, we don't need tragic accidents to see the Eivishter. We see him in every moment of our lives. Am Nisecha Shebechol Yoyim Imanu, Hashemayim Mitzafrim Kivaytel. Walk out this evening, you'll see the Eivishter. Soon Barim Einechem Rumi Bore Eila, you see our belt, you see the Yad Hashem, Vudu Geis and Vudu Shteis. And Taka the Rambam, you say, Yatayra Beis Beis says, that's the way to come to Avas Hashem, to Yiras Hashem. You look at the Maisa, Bruav, Hanifloyim, Hagidoylim, and you see the Chochma She'en La Erech Ve'en La Keis. Miyad Zok the Rambam, who Oyhev, Mishabeyach, Mishfoye, Umisayev, Mishavet, Tavi, Gidoyla, Leida Hashem. And Zok the Rambam, the Mokis, Davra Melech said, someone with open eyes, with an open heart, that sees the Kel Chai, that brings Tama Navsi, that brings to the Rambam the Ahava, the Yira, when he sees the Chochma Shein Lakeit. But when do we have the time? When do we have the Seichel? When do we stop and look and see the Yad Hashem wherever we go? I reminded myself of a story. This Rav turns to his balabas, Yankala, to trachtam off in the Eivishter, you think of the Eivishter. The Yankel groaned, he throws up his hand and says, Rebbe, what do you want from me? I wake up early, I run to the daf yomi, then I daven, I learn again, I go to work. Lunchtime, I'm busy learning, I say my tillim, mincha, mayer of the shir. When do I have time to think of the Eivishter? That's the mitzvah, anasim milumada. He's busy with the Eivishter the whole day, but he has no time. Can you imagine how we would look if we would live with the Amunah Chushit that we're supposed to? If we would experience what the Rambam predicts every person would be able to see in his life, the Ahava, the Yira, by seeing the Chochmei Lakeit. Could you imagine if you would see the Bria of a fly, the Yesh Me'ayin of a fly, the Amunah you would have, the Davening you would daven, the learning you would learn? And that's what Shabbos is. It's not a moment on a highway that you could say, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. That's what Shabbos is, every moment of Shabbos. The Rishonim, the Ramban in Parashas Yisroi, the Chinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, Mitzvah Lamed Beis, the Radak, a beautiful stickling, Yirmiyah, Yudzayin, Chafei, all say the same Yisoid. Shabbos is a time of Amunah. Shabbos is a time a person reflects that it's not only he saw the Yad Hashem in one instant, but the Shemayim, the Oretz, the Chol Tzavom was created not by a Maisa, Bidvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasa. Zot the Chinuch, Likvoyev and Avseisenu, Amunah, Chidush HaOilam, to make the Amunah part of us. Like the Radak said, the Ikki Gadol Amunah Sakel B'Chidush HaOilam is the Shabbos. Imagine someone from Shul, he davens, he says Vayechulu. You know what the Gemara says? Someone says Vayechulu and something more in Shabbos Kuf Yudet. Nasa Shutav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know Grace of Shatim, the Archaim HaKadosh says, I can't understand this, it's so rachik, it's so dachik. How do you become a Shutav with a thing that was done already, a thing in the past? I'm not smart on the Archaim HaKadosh, but my understanding is, what are you saying? Look at the words, type the words. Let the words enter your heart. Let the words fill you in the summer. Vayechulu Hashemayim v'yaretz v'chol tzvom. A whole week it's koichavayitz and yodi. And maybe after the derech tzachas, now the chol apachas, you have a shutif. The Amunah one should have, one should grow one vayechulu three times. The Zoya Kaddish says it so beautifully, Hayoima Kol Mehimenusi Iskasha Bey. Isn't it the Makar HaBracha? But this is only part of it. In parts of the Aschana, when the Torah speaks about Shabbos, it doesn't no longer speak about Masa Bereshis. V'zachartik yevo da yisu beret Mitzrayim. Frag the Ramban, what shaykh is the Messiah's Mitzrayim with Shabbos? Zok the Ramban, because that's also a yisoid in the Amunah. The Eveshim that wasn't just what created the world, the Zehu Chalila, but there's a constant Ashbracha. There was a Nes She'en Kamoyu Yitziat Mitzrayim, which the climax was, you see, the Kriyas Yamsuf, that even the Shivcha was able to point and see the Chushes, the Ke'evish, the Keli, the Anzeyu. Gevalt. Look what the Shabbos is, a double dosage of Emunah, the Maisa Bereis, Yitziat Mitzrayim. Shabbos is supposed to be able to point with our fingers at Keli, the Anzeyu. Yishalmi says, that it's the Mishnah, an Amoret, that a whole week might lie, but on Shabbos he's Neman. A whole week he's lying. He's not afraid of it, that check his tichet. What changed on Shabbos? And why is it lahalacha? We trust the Amoret, and we're allowed to eat from his food. Do you know why? Because it's Shabbos. He's living with the Eibishter. He said by Yechulu, he's a shutif of Masa Bereshis. He also has a fima digosi to Zek Kaili. He's a different person on Shabbos. Isn't it a matana toiva? Isn't Shabbos a matana toiva? Chatzku once spoke in the Achetalim Panovich. It's just a balabatim that took us time. It's just this. And frequently they came together, and Chatzku said, what do I tell you? I have one chance. You're busy a whole year. What should I tell you? Ich will auch geben am Atone, said Chatzko. Amuna. A person is working, he's busy, he's worried, daigis. Es lach mich bei Nacht, what's going to be? I want to give you a Matone, he said. I want to tell you about this neighbors to the Amuna. You'll have simcha, you won't worry. Chatzko, the personification of Amuna Chush, the Chazanish said, he had the Amuna in their hands. Oy, did he experience firsthand the bracha that's called Emunah. And that's Shabbos. That's the matana toiv of Shabbos. A yid should be sicker, Rabbi Isai. A yid should be sicker with Emunah. Just with the thought of these emasiberations, these Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every yontif in davening, we speak about the yontif, and we describe it. Sukkot is man simchasenu, Pesach is man chirasenu. If we would have to make a nusach for Shabbos, batit elonu b'yahava zeim haShabbos hazeh, what would we fill in? Yoim what? Yoim achilas gefilte fish? What is the yoim haShabbos? I once heard from a Simpson Pinkus of Chayna Levacha. We should put in the following words, yoim im Hashem Yisparach. I must tell you, lately I learned the sugya. I was amazed how much oimik and how much pastis is in this idea. Shabbos is yoim im Hashem Yisbarach. I can't think a better way of describing Shabbos than the yoim im Hashem Yisbarach. The halacha is a guy that does a mitzvah gets chas. One mitzvah is off limits to the guy. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, when they pass in Rambam, Goyse Shabbat Chayiv Misa. Why? He could wear tefillin. Why can't he keep Shabbos? So the Medrash in Devarim Aleph Chaf Aleph. Listen, Rabbi Yitzchak. Listen to Lashon HaMedrash. B'noch Tzeba Oilam. It's so obvious, Dr. Medrash. Melech U'matzini U'matzunya Yoysin U'matzichin Ze'im Ze'. The king and the queen are together, a very personal, very intimate moment. Misa bo machlis atme b'neim einai chayiv misa achutzpa ahoza. Now you come. Zok the medrash kach Shabbos hazu ben Yisrael ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu shenema beinu ben Yisrael. Lefikach, that's the halacha of atum teshuvas chayiv misa. Look at the Hasaga. Look how Chazal, look how the Gemara, look how the Medrash saw the Yoyim Hashem Yisbarach. It's so personal, it's so real. Du kommst jetzt, you come, the guy, what shaykhs do you have? The Zoya Kodin in Parashat B'Shalach, one is, what's episode? The Groysa Gedillah, Sichas Chulon and Shabbos, you learn the Gemara and Shabbos, Taisus brings the Yishalmi, the Shulchan Aruch, Sichas Chulon. Zot the Zoya, man the Yosef, Behalula de Malkisa, someone is sitting with the Malka, and he turns to him, whispers to his Chava, now with the Melech, you have the chutzpah, the audacity, to think of something else. The Briskirov al Torah in Parshas Yisrael, Kedarki Amavol Dikestikol, explains and shows how the whole Achana l'Shabbos is patterned after the Achana that Yidden made before Kabbalah Satayra. They wanted to see the Shechina. They had to wash the clothing, they had to go closer. The whole Achana, the Kabbalah Tzenei Ashechina Zatzirov, is the way we are Mekabal Shabbos. It's not a coincidence. Shabbos is the Shmoyis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a coincidence that Punkt on Shabbos Nas is suitable HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look in the Sotras Avoida. When we say Boyikala, Boyikala, Onu Koyer L'Shchina HaKadosha, Boyi B'Sholem HaKeres Bala. But this is only one Asik. This is only one aspect of the of this Mikara Bracha that's called Shabbos. And I once said, and lately I found the Shainim that say the same Rayim. If we have to choose one word describing Shabbos, I think that Shabbos is vacation. Shabbos, Rabbi Sai, is emesification. Shabbos is a vacation from the tumult, from the behola of this world, and the frat in America. Chatzko writes in a letter, he can't stay in America because there's such a tumult that's not conducive for growing. And he had a chush. America is so much the behola, the running, the coming, the going. Shabbos is a vacation from the narishtai, from the tumult, from the hevel havolim that often occupies center stage in someone's life. Shabbos of all is a vacation from all the excuses, from all the terutzim, from all the narish titan that we say why we can't be the way we're supposed to be. Ramban in Parshas Yisrael says Shabbos is Yom Kodesh. L'spanois boy mi iske hamachshavos v'havli azmanim v'loseis boy oynig l'nafshenu b'darchei Hashem. Richtige Werte. Shabbos is when a person has true oynig. So beautiful lashon. A Shabbos, a person has true oynig. He has enough of the havli avolim and nemtach to some oynig Shabbos. A day in Hashem Yisbarach, a day with the Emunah, a day that's permeated by Yad Hashem, is a day of Emunah, is a day of Tak of Oynik. There are many people either, they don't have the opportunity a whole week. They are busy with the Sugya of Nesosav and Nesata of Emunah. They don't often experience the true Oynik of Asher Misha Mole Batoira. Sekumta Shabbos, and there's vacation from that. Sekumta Shabbos, there's no more work, there's no more business, there's no more boss, there's no more cell phone, there's no more diva even. I once said, Chazal can't say a person, you're dying, Ashkani, you say. And Kum Shabbos, not only you can't do malacha, the shvusa, muksa, everything rests. To apply it. Shabbos, the only sugya that a person is Isaac in, is toy, is Kirvas Elikim Litoy. The only sugi that a person harvests on Shabbos is like the Rambam says, Soma Nafsi Lelikim Lekelchoy. But Yeruchim types the Pasuk, Parshas Emor, Shabbos Hayom Lashem. Zot of Yochum is not Lashmo. Shabbos is the day with the Eibishter. Again, Shabbos is Yom Im Hashem Yisborach. Look in the Sifonu, Parshas Kisisa. Again, the same Rayon. Adam Poina Legami Michaye Shah. Last week, the Iske Chaye Oilam Lachvay Koin. And this too, we could go on and on. Isn't that sad in the Yishalmi? Like Nidna Torah, like Nidna Shabbos, El Asik Ben Betorah. Isn't that pshat in Maral and Gitla Mitches? Maral says Hakol Moedin, the Shabbos Nidna Torah, because that's the Mahus, that's the essence of Shabbos. And even if the Torah, because that's the Mahus, that's the essence of Shabbos. And even if during the week a person maybe has no time, Shabbos he shav, he goes back to the true oinig of Asim Misham Oli B'Torah. Even if during the week, never, he's too busy, he's running, he has no time to daven, daven doesn't have a time. But Shabbos, you look with the Nairish Kaiti. Shabbos, realize a Dvart filler. Because Shabbos is the case. The Adak, in Tillim on the Pasuk, Mizmai Sili Yom HaShabbos, Fred the Adak, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, and during the week, it's not Toiv HaHodesh LaShem, Dr. Adak, because now it's Shabbos. Ki Adam Ponu by me iske ha'oilam. Gival, he's on vacation from the Naris Titan. He's not busy with all the Havlei Oilam. When it's mostly Zaka mitir des ha'gruf. Umis ha'sekes v'chochm v'avoydes ha'lechim. That's the right word. Shabbos is a vacation. Shabbos, a person enjoys the davening more. You know, one said, Nebuchadnezzar, people, they don't have enough time for davening, Sukkot the Zimmer. They have to make the train, they cut this, they cut that. And to come to Shabbos, you know what happens? There's not enough Sukkot the Zimmer for them. They have to add before Nishmas, and after Birchas Krishma, Gans and Shilas and Hefsekim, oh, but we're busy, I call you Zuchat, Keiladin, Lakeilas and Shavas. That's Shabbos. During the week, there's not enough time, and Shabbos is not enough time for the day after the Sukkot the Zimmer. Shabbos is a day of Toiv LaHodesh LaShem. It's on Shabbos that a Yid could say with Menucha, Kos Moisei Taimana Hashem Ika Moicha. Because that's the Shabbos, that's what he's thinking about. A Yid noticed his friend, never came to a Shia, never had enough time to daven. So he goes, what's with you? Where are you? Why did you come to a Tadav? Oh, you have to make a living. What should I do? He says, never do this. When are you going to stop making a living and start living? And that's what Shabbos is. And that's what Shabbos Hayom Lashem cries out, Bekoilei Koilei, when are you going to stop making a living and start living? There's a frightening chazal, it seems. Yisalmi in Tainus Fred Dalit and Megis Eicha and Beis Dalit. Why, said the Chazal, why was Pur Simen Echrav? Omer Avuna Mesim Tayyim Mesachim Bekader. They played ball. I have no doubt there was no Chilul Shabbos. They played in a place with an Erev and it was a high wall, the ball wouldn't fly over, and there was no Shailav Mukta, they were Meyachad the ball. And even the Amor Tak in the end of Simchas is made from a high time. There was no Chilul Shabbos. Doesn't say Chilul Shabbos. And that's why Pur Simen was Necha. You know what the answer was? It was a different type of Chilul Shabbos. It was a Chilul in the Kedusha Shabbos. It was a Chilul in the Bracha of Shabbos. It was a Chilul in what the output on the Pasuk of Mizmei Shir L'Yom HaShabbos says that sometimes Shabbos Tveyachol cries out, Zuhi Kedushasi, Zuhi Berchasi. This is the way a Yid acts on Shabbos. This is the day V'rachta Mikol Hayom V'kidashta Mikol Hazmanim. Even Shabbos could cry, Zuhi Kedushasi, Zuhi Berchasi. In English, there's an expression, it hurts me, to kill time. It's a terrible receiver. Time. Yafa sha'achas nolem hazeh. But you know what's worse than killing time? Rachmana l'tzlan, killing Shabbos. And that was poor Shimon's chilul Shabbos. And you know what I think of this? A bracha to come and say, are you allowed to play ping pong on Shabbos? Are you allowed to play chess on Shabbos? La halacha the poskim, ask for different reasons. But you know what frightens me? Don't you hear the Shabbos crying? Zui kdushasi, zui berchasi? Don't you think of the Yishalmi, that that's the biggest korban of them all? That's the biggest chilul of them all? The Meiri and Shabbos Kufnun. Hayoim kulei kodesh l'Hashem ve'echayoyti kodesh kudosim l'chulim. That's the answer. You ought to play ping pong on Shabbos. Like the guy in his letter writes, the Shabbos is kodesh ha'kudosim, then it's the Meiri like we see. And if you want to know, so what else should I do? It's a long afternoon. I'll tell you what you should do on a long afternoon. Learn what Shabbos is. And if this word negayah to you, be mayach me, discover, ru'u, ki Hashem, nosan lachem Shabbos. Learn the bracha of Shabbos. Learn the why Shabbos is mikara bracha. Learn the Igeret Sadra that he wrote to his wife and daughters that were mitzvah in Talmud Torah, how he warned about Tzichas Chulin. Learn the Chofetz Chaim, the Mr. Brewer, and Rei Tzadik Tzitzkot and Zion, who we asked a plea of the Kikansi, the Gemara in Gitt Lamed Ches says, one reason that the Balabatim lost all the Nechosim, they were purveyors to the Shabbos during the time of learning. Said the Chofetz Chaim, that's why they lost the Nechosim? They weren't playing ping pong. They were doing a mitzvah deraisa. But the Chofetz Chaim, but that's not what Shabbos was given for. They need the Torah, they need the Shabbos, the Yom HaTov, this is the Elevator Torah. Learn what Shabbos is. I want to say, Pam Zachan El Racha Shaila, is it Mutter or not? So the answer is Mutter. But he added, Abadas is Mishnah, Rabbani Shalom Shabbos. Learn what the Rabbani Shalom Shabbos is. Learn what it means, Yoyim Im Hashem Yisbarach. Learn the Ben Ishchai, which is really mefurish in the Mekubalim, that Eisek HaTorah B'Yayim HaShabbos is Elef Hamim Yaisa from learning during the week. Adal Yolah Pyan brings you here with HaKotev B'Chavetz Chaim, the same Rayon. And if it's hard, and if it's a long afternoon, and it's hot, then learn the Mishnah from Sara Agra. But not the Pater HaShabbos. Learn the lesson of the Zoya Kodesh. Vila Shabbos Eina Chayzeres Reikom Ela Miskabeles Beratzoin Kimoit Vilas Aseres Yimei Atshuva. Learn to daven better on Shabbos. Learn to find a time in davening. And you know something, if I may add, why is it like Aseres Yimei Atshuva? Maybe because it is in a certain sense. The Maila Aseres Yimei Atshuva, the Gemara says, Birsu Hashem B'Yimatzi Karu B'Yoyse Karoi. And that's Shabbos. Yoinim Hashem Yisbarach. It's together with the Melech, with the Malchus, with the Kaval, the Shabbos Malchusa. There's plenty to do on Shabbos. We learn, we say it actually, every Shabbos the Yid comes home. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Asheres, Barachuni, Seichem, Ebet Agansin, Nechut, Mut Malachim. Hoshet the Yid? Yes, Shaychi Malachim. And you know he's right? The Gemara in Shabbos, Kufi Yotes, writes in Mefurish, Shnei Malachi Asharis, Malavim Leili Adam. Yes, he's right, and he's justified to saying that he is, it's not presumptuous on his part, he is being escorted with Malachim. But you know what bothers me? Don't we know, Talachim, Simon Gimel, and Arachayim, that today we're not Mugzik, to have Malachim, we no longer say Hiskabdu Mechubadim, Dr. Beis Yosef, why not? Because today we're not on the Madrega. During the week, the whole week, we have no malachim. The greatest Yid has no malach. With the kumta Shabbos and the pasuk of the Yid comes home as they break their heads. Shalom aleichem malachi ashari. You know what the answer of Boisai is? The pasuk of the Torah. Because Shabbos is a day of Hashem Yisbarach. And Shabbos is a day of Mikoyah Bracha that even Amaretz is careful. Shabbos is a day that you became a Sutter in Hashem Yisbarach. It's a vacation from the Havlei Oilam Hazeh. And a whole week you're not with Malachim. But this is not a whole week. This is the day that Ubeirachta Mikol Hayom Vikidashta Mikol Hazmanim. If I had to choose a line, Shabbos is the Nizgah of Hashem Levadoi Bayoyim Ahu. No more Narishtai, no more Stutzim, no more Terutzim, no more Havle Yavolim, Hayoyim Im Hashem Yisborach. And Doi Shetishka, how every one of the Inyoni Shabbos, the Mitzvah Shabbos, remind a person of this. One of the Shabbos, you think you it's a piece of kugel? I'm always a spoiled Judah Chassid, one of the early Rishonim. Sefer Chassidim Simen Kuf Mem Tes. Thoughts of Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Yeshvel Adam. Very, very careful to prepare for Shabbos. So you see, he was also into the potato kugel. Ma'oid, Ma'oid. You know, Judah Chassid didn't eat potato kugel? The Mechaba, Reza Pella. The Mechabin Reish Peiches Yid Gimel speaks about someone that's so dehoibin and is so mukt of Olam Hazeh that his biggest oinig is to fast because he can't take Olam Hazeh. He's allowed to fast, Dr. Mechaba. V'chein amru haya oyster of Yehuda Chosid. Yehuda Chosid didn't have talent. His day of Shabbos was in Yom of Pitzuach Yarinim. And he's busy, ma'oid, ma'oid. You know what the answer is? Look at the next word. Ki amalke bov, and if he's coming to his house, the simcha that he has, he won't ask anybody else to do it. He's busy with Shabbos with himself, doing it himself. Milan u'godol mi Shabbos u'kala u'malkisa. And that's why a yid should be busy, ma'oid, ma'oid, with Shabbos. What a lichtiger havana in hachana l'shabbos. It's not the potato kugel. It's the Shabbos. It's preparing yourself. It's preparing yourself to greet the yoimim Hashem Yisbarach. Mitzvah boy yoisim mebishluchei avada. The mitzvah said begufoy. Is it really a kasha? It's not l'fi chvoidoy. Is anything not l'fi chvoidoy? If you're dealing with melech malchei amlochim, it's not the wood that he was chopping. But it was the Shabbos that he was making in his heart. Lasei zeh Shabbos. Oy bazoy, on Shabbos you want to get busy? You think the Eibishter needs your piece of potato kugel? It's the Shabbos that you have to be focused on. It's the feeling of Yoimim Hashem Yisborach. And isn't that the Achana l'Shabbos? Isn't that the Boy Yivenetzei l'Kras Shabbos Malta? The Brisker Rav was once sitting with someone, and he realized time for Kabbalah Shabbos, and he got up, he put on his hat and jacket and stood up. So the Yid asked him, knew that every tenuah of the Rav was Torah, is Azah Halacha, you have to wear your hat and jacket and stand up. After that, you boys of the Gemara in Shabbos Chavhei, that Yehuda Ba'iloi, how he prepared for Shabbos. Dr. Rav, no. Gemara says, Yehuda Ba'iloi was a Malach, Hashem Tzotois, I'm not a Malach. I'm greeting Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, "Boyu neitzei likras Shabbos kalam alkisa." Don't you have to put on your hat and jacket and stand up when you greet the melech? Think about that during Kabbalah Shabbos. The Chavetz Chaim, someone once came into his house on Friday afternoon. The Chavetz Chaim was unaware he was there. And he heard the Chavetz Chaim talking. He listens closely. And the Chavetz Chaim saying over, "Ah, Shabbos comes. Ah, Shabbos comes." That's them, Mr. Rambam. The Rambam says that a person should be ponui and miyachol waiting for Shabbos. That's a hachana of Shabbos. That's to change a person's attitude, to prepare a person. Rabbeinu Bachai in the Karakemach, when he speaks about Shabbos, explains that's the union of Oinik Shabbos and Sudat Shabbos. It's the way to make the day Mu'ula al Kulam. Because then a person knows, remembers Masa Bereshis, the Yitain like Haidola Kaddish Baruch, Shechida Sha'olam Ubare Me'ayim. It's not, the Kugel is not the end for itself, it's not a Tachlis Fazir. It's a means of making Shabbos different than a whole week. And then he adds, there's another movement in the Suda Shabbos. You're inviting the Shabbos, you're inviting the Shabbos Kala, you have to prepare. The Radak in Yeshaya Nunches on that pasuk of Einik Shabbos says the same Ryan. And I was amazed. Tuvi Shainim. What a practical, workable way of understanding Shabbos. It's not Einik that brings Chalila to Churban Aguf. The Suda Shabbos, the Einik Shabbos is building the Shabbos. It's making the realization that Beirachta Mikol Hayom V'Kidashta Mikol Hazmanim. There's mirrors to Shabbos, not some gezingen. Again, the Zoya Kodesh, the quotes him. The Shabbos, you're sitting with the Malka. It's an expression of Shama Lechon Navzi that's only natural a day with the Ebeshta that was by Yechulu HaShemayim V'Yoretz V'Chol Tzvom. And then when you think you're finished, after all this, you're finished, you are Machin as the Machin Lovoi. You're guessing. Vaita? What's that in that? Rashi says, Taira Verta. That's also covered Shabbos. Luvoisa yibitiyosai, derech covered, ka adam hamalava es hamelach, but say so min ha'ir. It's not the kugel, it's the Shabbos. You had a day in Hashem Yisvarach, and the whole Shabbos, or better yet, the whole week of Achana is to remind you of the Mekorah Bracha that you have. Every bit of Shabbos cries out, V'yuki Hashem Nosan Lachem Shabbos. There's a melech that you sing for, that you eat with, that you escort, that you daven, Tzai V'hoidesh Lashem. That's the bracha of Shabbos. You know, the Rinyanim that we speak for Rabin, we try, hopefully, to help in Avodas Hashem and Avodas HaAdam. And very often there are challenging issues. You have to know how to say it, how to present it. The union of Shabbos was very easy to me. You know what you have to tell people? Leich v'hoiti alahem. Tell them what Shabbos is. That's it. A person has to hear Yashem Nosan Lachem Shabbos. Or like Rashi and Pashas Yisrael, Zochat Yom HaShabbos Tnu Lev Lifkar Tamid Es Yom HaShabbos. Yidla Lake Tu Heart. Use your heart. Use your Neshama, or the Neshama Yisera, which all the Rishonim except for Rashi learned, the Neshama Yisera is there for more Ruchliyah, for more Aliyah. Shabbos has so many brachas. Each person his own derech, his own avoid, his own nusach, his own avora. But for every person is a bracha in Shabbos. Now I once said it, and every day I see how true it is. There's no other day in the year, in a person's life, I could say, that has so much to offer, that has capacity for such greatness, for such aliyah, like the day of Shabbos. That's what Chazal say all over. But what's equally true, unfortunately, lida, there's no other day that's misunderstood, misused, or perhaps even abused, neglected like the day of Shabbos. How many people, hundreds of times, say, Boyi Kala, Boyi Shabbos, and it's empty. The Shabbos is the Yom of Gefilte Fish. The Eitz is Leich Vahidia Lehem. The Goyim in the beginning of Iyav writes words that are hard to even hear. Shabbos Ein Lo Migarmei Klum. Ke'ilu is saying Shabbos has nothing. Shabbos is empty. Can it be the day of Makar HaBrach that Me'ein Olam Haba? The Eitz says V'loi Echad Mehem. Is Ein Lo Migarmei Klum? What's a yid? A quote, a simple yid. How he enjoys, how he relishes every moment of Shabbos. Every Shabbos is precious. By him, a davening is a davening, a learning is a learning. You don't have to tell him the ma'asrim. Let's say he can't part with this Shabbos. You mean to tell me Shabbos ain't like me, I make klum? You know what the answer is, Nebuch? Look at a different yid. Look at a different yid that the only dveikus he experiences on Shabbos is with his pillow. And the only aliyah that he has, he catches up what he didn't read during the week. And I don't be mired of more mekvayt at tzibur. And then you see, it's so emes. Shabbos ain't like me garmei klum. If you don't snoo lave, if you don't put a heart, Shabbos comes and Shabbos goes. And it's chilul Shabbos. Ru'u ki Hashem nosan lachem Shabbos. Look, learn, understand the bracha of Shabbos. I always say my privilege of speaking to this Eda Kedosha, hopefully in some small way, prepare you for a life of bracha, of noyam, of simcha, of oinig, that is so much part of the life of an Oyver Hashem, that is intrinsic in Avodas Hashem. Hopefully somehow to give you a time in Vani Kirva Salikim Li Toiv, and to really experience the Tzomo L'chanavsi L'alikim. This is one sugi that we have to speak about. I once made a chesed, it's still a ployin. If you count up the Shabbos and the Erev Shabbos, the Achana, the Tosfos Shabbos, and the Matzah Shabbos that we add, it's almost 20% of our life. Shabbos is almost 20% of a Yid's life. Isn't it a chaval? Isn't it a pity that a person lives his life and 20% of his life he's not aware what it is? And worse yet, it's the Makar HaBracha. It's the day of all days that has so much to offer. And like everything else, nothing is overnight and nothing is easy. But the message I want to give you tonight, Nulev Lisker Es HaShabbos, each in his own way, remember the bracha of Shabbos. We say it in Benching HaRachamon, Uyam Chileinu, Uyam Shekulei Shabbos. Maybe it's with Erev Rosh, but it's Emes B'Yisoid. Are you going through Shabbos? Does he really have a Shabbos? Does he really experience the Noyim of Shabbos? Does he really feel the beauty of the Me'ein Olam Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha? Ayid has to daven. He should be zoichet to a Yom Shekulei Shabbos. Let us eat in our own way. Stay in this bracha of Shabbos. See the Me'ein Olam Haba, which Shabbos really is. And hear the Eibishter calling out, Ri'u Yidin.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.